Welcome to In Our Mom's Basement Video Game Podcast, where we talk about everything video games with your host, Dan Giofue and Rage Quit Pat.
What is going on, guys? Welcome to In Our Mom's Basement. We are here today with Rage Quit Pat, Dan the Pizza Man, and guest, myself, Argonaut Rises. We're here to talk about a three-series part about this generation going on right now. So first generation was episode 57, which was Xbox, how it ended and how it's our thoughts on it. The second episode, 158, was PlayStation and its generation, how it's ending. And now we're going to talk about a little bit about Nintendo on episode 59. Also, In Our Mom's Basement is available in almost every single podcast platform, so check us out. And also, check our website, inourmomsbasement.com. So, let's begin, Patrick.
That was good. I definitely give that a good introduction. It's not as energetic as your introductions on when we stream, but I like it.
He comes in a party, watch out, motherfuckers!
Yeah. He cut out. No, he comes in a party and goes, Buenos dias, motherfuckers! But yeah, we're talking about Nintendo today. This is for our Twitch Live listeners, this is our third and final hour of the podcast. We're here talking about Nintendo now. And for our audio listeners, yes, episode 59, Nintendo. And boy, was it a rocky start for Nintendo. It was a very rocky start for Nintendo this generation, obviously coming off the Wii, which was massive system seller. We got the Wii U, which was a launch date of November 18, 2012. And we had some, you know, pretty good launch titles here. We had Nintendo Land, New Super Mario Brothers U, as well came a little bit later, Zombie U, and yeah, a variety of old titles. So I'm going to tell you really quickly why I did not buy a Wii U, because it just wasn't for me. Obviously, at the time, 2012, the next year, we were getting Xbox One and PS4. The Wii U, for me, as opposed to like going from the Wii, did not seem that much of an upgrade with that big, massive tablet controller. And the big seller was you could turn off the TV and you could play it on the tablet. It basically was an iPad. But, I didn't like the price point at $300. I wasn't a big fan of the price point. Also, that tablet controller, it wasn't sold in retail, so if something fucking happened to that, you only had to go through Nintendo, so that was a big issue. So that was like the main reason, you know, I'm not knocking the first party games, because it actually did have some good games, you know, which we'll touch on, but, Argonaut, Dan, did you guys purchase a Wii U?
Yes, I did.
Certainly. Yes.
So Argonaut, what was your, you know, kind of, what were your thoughts on the Wii U?
To be honest, man, it was my personal dust catcher. Other than the Zelda titles and a couple Mario titles, I kind of like didn't really play it as much. I tried. Like, I really did. I really tried to like it. And that concept of having, like, oh, you know, you turn off the TV and play it. I think I did it once, man. Like, once.
I've done it quite a few.
And it wasn't like... not what I expect it to be, right? Everybody's expecting it's going to be this mind-blowing system. Like, it worked for inventory, right? So you can access the inventory on the touch screen and everything. That was a cool feature, but I couldn't connect with it that well. I mean, I still play the titles that I really want to play, but it's not the system that I think I played my Wii more than it, to be honest.
My Wii bowling.
You know what? All right, we all know, guys, it's all about Wii Sports, man.
No, man, listen, man, Wii Sports, I think that's the highest selling video game ever, right? Am I wrong?
Possibly, not sure, maybe not now anymore, because, you know, all these crazy titles came out the past few years, but it probably wasn't on when it got released.
But let me tell you a bit, listen, man, I watched you on the Wii U. I remember watching you play the Donkey Kong game. The tropical one, which was a lot of fun. It ported over to Switch. Hard fucking game, but a lot of fun. But I mean, just let's look at the Wii really quickly and the Wii U. The Wii obviously was heavily marketed for a casual audience, which was like grandma, grandpa, you know, younger generation parents who aren't video gamers. And you obviously look at remember the third party support on the Wii, like how dubbed down the graphics and everything were for like a third party game that came out on the Wii. And that was another big issue with the Wii U, the lack of third party support, big time. And I think for that type of system, I think when, which was marketed more powerful than the 360 and the PS3, to not have third party support, I think was a big issue. And I think that's what plagued that system big time.
I don't know, man. Like when I look at the Wii U, I don't really look at third party games. You know, I usually just, you know, when I see Nintendo, I think, oh, Mario games, you know, Nintendo games, you know, I don't think about other third party games. The Switch, on the other hand, I can see a lot more third party integration because it's a lot better of a console. But with the Wii U big screen, I don't see much. And I just can't see it done, third-party developers.
Well, the thing was, you know, again, with the Wii, it was hard for third-party developers to develop for that system because, again, you're looking at these developers developing for 360, developing for PS3, and then they have to go develop for the Wii, which they have to get a separate team, and they got to really dub down the graphics, like the gameplay is going to be different, and it was hard. Yeah, it was hard. And so then... look at Wii U, you know, improvement, but at the time, now these developers are gearing up for next generation. Now they're gearing up for PS4 and Xbox One, and then here, the Wii U comes out, and it's, you know, again, like, you know, it's a tablet. Basically, the feature, and again, they lost that casual audience, and when we talk about the Switch, we'll touch base on that, too, but they lost their casual audience big time because now you're trying to tell grandma and grandpa, well, you have to pay $300 now when you get this tablet controller. And I just think it was a very rare big mistake from Nintendo with the Wii U. And I say rare because Nintendo very rarely makes mistakes.
I think they got caught up too much in the Wii success and they wanted to keep the brand somehow, and They assumed that the Wii U was going to be successful, man. I cannot think that they didn't. And, but they didn't realize, people didn't think the Wii U was a new system. Some people assumed that was like an addition, a tablet addition, to the Wii.
Yeah. I remember when I worked at GameStop, and people were asking me, is the Wii U just an expansion? That's a good point. Is the Wii U just an expansion? I was like, no, it's a brand new system. Like, again, that was another thing. People were like, oh, I don't want to get a Wii U. I don't want a tablet. I'm like, no, it's not a controller. I mean, it's not an extended controller. It's a brand new Nintendo system. I remember Zombie U. Let's talk about that really quickly. How they heavily marketed Zombie U big time as their console first party title. And it just did not live up to the hype. I mean, I played it when they ported it to like Xbox and stuff like that, but I could see why it did not live up to the hype. Did any of you guys?
Yeah, I played it. It had a couple cool concepts, but it was not like that game that keeps you playing. Like, oh, you die, you pick up a different character, and you gotta like kill the zombie version of yourself to like get your equipment back. I don't know. Like, it was cool when you first saw it, but then when you played it, you're just like, man.
Yeah, I think the concept I liked in Zombie U is that if your character died, you lost all the weaponry and stuff like that, and now you're a new character. I really enjoyed that. Dan, did you play Zombie U by any chance, like when they ported it to Xbox or anything like that?
Yeah, I haven't played it.
No, I mean, it was, like Argonaut said, it had some good concepts, but it just, you know, wasn't there. But, Argonaut, any Wii U games you kind of want to throw out there that were really good? What?
I love that they brought back Wind Waker and Atlantis to the...
Okay.
I thought that was really cool to bring them both. Still waiting them on the Switch, but, you know.
And what were your thoughts? What were your thoughts on those?
They were good remasters, right? Because they wouldn't be considered remakes. They ran well. They added the Amiibo feature on the actual... Twilight Princess with the wolf. So like, you know, if you did all the trials with the wolf, like the additional game mode, you would have got like more hearts for the wolf in Breath of the Wild.
Mm-hmm.
The graphics were good. Not only they were good, like there was like this almost design like improvement on it. Wind Waker looked with this boom effect, so it increased the graphics. It looked more vibrant and everything. So for a guy that loves Zelda, or any fan, really. They were like, oh, dude, yeah. I finally can play this game again. And Wind Waker is a lot of people's favorite. You'd be surprised. I know Ocarina of Time is the go-to, and so is Majora's Mask. I'm not going to leave you, the other fans, for out there for that.
Yeah.
But it was definitely probably like my favorite titles on the system. I know it sounds terrible because it's like there are remakes. Well, remasters, rather saying. But that, yeah.
But really quickly, Wii U dies out in 2012, in 2016, and then we get the Switch announcement. What were our first initial thoughts on the Switch announcement?
It was like Nintendo spelling things, doing something right after all that time. Like, I got sold on it right away. I definitely liked what the messaging was. It was simple, and like, it almost gave, like, before it came out, we were just like, wow, like, they're coming out with a system in March, and I think what Nintendo's doing is, you know, great. Like, you know, you can take the system on the go and then, you know, dock it and create, you know, have both experiences. It was different. I didn't know how popular it was going to be, but wow, it's, I was sold. I bought it right away. And of course, Breath of the Wild was coming out with it. So,
you know, it doesn't,
I'm
really
a sucker for Zelda.
It's not really a surprise because, you know, Nintendo's best thing is handheld devices like the 3DS, you know, the DS. But, you know, this one is, you know, just like, you know, a DS, but hey, you can attach your shit to a TV, which, you know, kind of up the game, made it a lot easier for mobile and people who want to stay stationary to the front of the TV. So I thought what they did was a fabulous choice of doing that.
Yeah, when they first announced the Switch, I was hoping that didn't kill their 3DS market. But I honestly was really hyped up when I saw that it was kind of like a portable system. And I really like the design of the system. I think it looks great. And I still like it. I actually finally fired it up today and fixed up my Animal Crossing town a little bit. It was really good.
Yeah,
fucking turn up prices.
Yeah, fuck the fucking turn up prices. Jesus.
You know you love Tom Nook. But yeah,
I actually have a shirt from Tom Nook that says Forever Alone, so that pretty much is what I have there. So
not yet. I definitely liked everything that they did. And then like at the end of the year we got Super Mario Odyssey. So it was like,
I love Odyssey, but I don't love that game.
It was crazy, man. Like, you know, I know Breath of the Wild came out on the Wii U, but you can count the Wii U. You get it? Like, I'm sure it sold more on the Switch overall anyways. And to have two major titles like that right off the first year, you're just like, it's crazy.
Yeah, no, it was really good. Definitely. So, and then again, the Switch had a really strong, one launch game. Like, their biggest launch game was, Nintendo Breath of the Wild. So that was good. But I mean, other than that, there really wasn't else at that point. I think I picked up like a racing game, but then, you forgot what came out. Mario Kart came out.
Oh yeah, that too. Yeah, no, Mario Kart was great. I mean, like, they, you know, they brought it back from the Wii U, which was the best choice ever, and like added more tracks, different characters, and everything. I really enjoyed it. Otherwise, like, it's crazy that they were able to do all of this within the time frame, right? Getting all those titles ready to go, and I feel like it sold more and more. I mean, it's Nintendo, you know, they can, you know, put their brand on a piece of plastic, which they do anyways. Actually, that's not a good analogy. Probably a piece of wood, right? Put Nintendo and people will buy it. But it was insane that, like, it sold so well. And, you know, we forget, right? March is income tax, you know, mm-hmm. time. So people went all out, and the kids loved it. And it was not only the kids, like, you know, you got people, adults, right, ranging from the 20s to the 30s. And, you know, nostalgia feeling. And they got, Nintendo does that, right? Nintendo gets everybody. They're like, oh, man, you know, got that Zelda game. We got that Mario game. And boom, there you go.
Yeah, it was, and then again, yeah, the Switch launched, March 7th, 2017. It came out with two editions, with the gray controllers, and then had the blue and the red ones. But let's talk about the Switch itself, like the operating system. What's our feelings on the operating systems?
All right, so I have a little bit of an issue with that. Okay, like, every system has like other apps and everything, and given like the Switch is not really made for that, but like it's interesting that like the system itself is very simple. There's not much to it, like tiles, that's it, nothing else, you know, a couple apps. Like I think isn't Hulu on it?
Yeah, Hulu's on it.
I think Hulu, yeah.
And maybe YouTube, but that's it. There's nothing else with the system otherwise. Like, you can change to light or dark mode and then play your games, man. There's nothing special.
Yeah, the operating, I mean, yeah, the, and I there's one thing I also don't like about the Switch Online is I had to download a, you have to download a fucking app, and that's the only way you can voice chat. Like, really? You can't include, like, hopefully with the new Switch that's rumored to come out, they fix all this shit. Because I don't need to have my fucking phone on me to, like, voice chat with somebody. Like, why can't I just do it from the fucking Switch? Like, it's so annoying. Like, and, like, the voice chat integration didn't really always work well because we did it in Animal Crossing. And if they weren't playing Animal Crossing, it wouldn't work. So, like, that was annoying. So, like, if they were on a different game and I was like, oh, hey, come and voice chat, it just wouldn't work.
No, it's really weird that they didn't even, like, put effort into it. Like, you get me? Like, do you remember when they showed Splatoon, right? They're like, oh, yeah, you get an adapter that plugs into your phone and then plugs into the Switch and then the headset. You're just like, what?
Dan, what are your thoughts on the operating system?
No, I think it's poorly made. I agree. I don't think they put any work into it. I mean, they could do so much. They have so much potential with this kind of thing. I understand that adding, like, a party system into it, definitely going to take up resources that the, you know, the Switch doesn't really have to give anyways. So I think at the long run, they were really thinking about performance of the console, also the speeds, and you know, how much space is available on there. I think they were just looking out for that, and that's when they decided not to do that, because I think it takes up too much space for them to do that.
Did I tell you how, like, I don't know if we ever talked about this, but you know that, like, with the last few updates on the Switch, you know they overclocked the CPU, right?
Did they?
Yeah. So that's why there's like I don't know if you've seen the videos lately, like some like, oh, the, you know, Breath of the Wild loads faster or some other things. It's because they overclocked it. And I was like surprised that it did something crazy like that.
Wow, that's crazy, man. I mean, like, they gotta work on that battery life. I don't think that battery life is where it is.
Well,
I
think the second better version of the Switch is a little bit better.
You're talking about the Switch Lite?
No, Switch, the standard Switch had a V2.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's the same system, basically, just with a better battery.
Yep.
Yeah, I just want them to get rid of this whole mobile shit, where the voice chat, but yeah, hopefully, like, sooner or later, like, Netflix and a bunch of other stuff could come on it, because, I mean, the one thing that Nintendo was behind is online. They're still way behind in the game with the online.
I mean, we know they're not competing. Nintendo's the only company that is like doesn't compete with neither of them, and they're like in their own like sphere, separated. Yeah, and they're like, hey, we still sell a shit ton of Switches.
I mean, they can, because I mean they're in their own comfort level. I mean, they make some, like, they have some really good games, and all the Mario's, the Pokemon's. I mean, those games just sell themselves.
Yeah. Let's talk about the Switch was nowhere to be found when quarantine first started. Pretty much when quarantine happened, everyone went out and bought a fucking Switch.
It was cheap, easy to get at the time, and, you know, it was, you were able to sit anywhere and relax. I mean, it was definitely a console to have during the quarantine.
Yeah, and the light, everyone went out and bought lights. Lights were ridiculously cheap.
I bought one for my mom. She wanted one, so I bought her a light. It was hard as fuck to find, but I did it.
Yeah, well, I don't know if you guys saw, but like there are some analysts are predicting the Switch will still outsell the PS5 and everything else in these holidays.
I think Nintendo is going to bring out another console case, another Switch version soon.
Well, yeah, that's what the rumors are saying so far for next year, first quarter. I can't wait. Just give me Breath of the Wild 2, and I'll be a happy person.
Yeah, I think it'll outsell in it. I think it'll be a big system seller too. And then, what do you guys think about the rumors of a newer Switch coming out?
I think it'll happen.
I can't wait for it.
I think they're gonna want to try to compete in the market. And I mean, no matter what, they could throw out a fucking brick that says Nintendo on it, and it'll sell.
Yep. Give me the rumors are saying, you know, like, so far the only rumor is increasing its interactivity. I guess they're going to finally improve the Joy-Cons, and I'm sure you both agree that the Joy-Cons are good, but they're not that great.
Dude, I had to replace my Joy-Cons because they were drifting, and they were trash.
My shit's still drifting, man. It's fucking annoying.
Oh, so your character Animal Crossing is walking by
itself. Yeah, my fucking character in Animal Crossing walks by itself. And then I got the fucking Pro Controller, and it's the same shit. I paid fucking $60 for that fucking thing.
And that's annoying, because I'd be playing Super Smash, and my character's walking off the ledge like, yo, what the fuck?
You're right, man?
Yeah, my fucking bust his ass. But anyway, we'll take a quick 30-second break here for our sponsor, and then we'll come right back and we'll start talking about the games.
You're fucking cut off.
Completely muted. He's been banned.
All right. So we're going to fuck with chat for a little bit here before we get back. First of all, you guys are not even naming good video game movies. You guys completely forgot Super Mario Bros.
Super Mario Bros. Were awesome.
Like, are you guys kidding me?
This is actually pretty good, though.
Like, John Leguizamo, like, what a cast. What a phenomenal cast in Super Mario Brothers. And these guys are naming off fucking Mortal Kombat 2 and what other goofy Double Dragon. Like, come on, man. And you're also missing out on Doom. They didn't even name Doom. Like, come on, had The Rock, Carl Urban, like... What?
Doom, I mean, it's not the greatest thing.
Doom is top notch, man. The Rock versus Carl Urban, are you kidding?
I don't think it was that great. It was a good movie.
Hold on a second.
No, it wasn't that great.
Sorry, chat. Rage Quit is having some cat issues.
Yeah, he's playing his cat over there. And
yeah. If you hear him cursing, don't worry about it. It's just another day.
Yeah, we heard him yelling at his cat for like 30 minutes before.
Yeah.
Calling him an asshole and stuff.
All right, I'm back. Get a shot.
Just do it. Might as well.
I'm not against it. Hold on.
3 years. See? Celebrate that 3 years with a shot. He's going to go get water and put it in a shot glass and say it's vodka. There is no shot command yet, but there might be.
Be one.
I can only do one, chat. I'm on antibiotics right now, so I can only do one. So I'll only do one chat, and it'll be the one shot, and it'll be for our 3 years on our podcast. So let's jump back in really quickly. Let's talk about the games for Switch that came out. A lot of good games, and again, we're not going to count remasters or ports. So like Donkey Kong, Mario Kart, those won't count because they were ports. Argonaut mentioned it before, but Argonaut, yeah, talk about Zelda because Zelda was one of your your top games. Dan, I think Dan played Zelda, I believe, too. So go ahead if you guys want to.
Are we back on topic now?
Yeah, we're back on topic.
So Breath of the Wild really like took the franchise to the next level. Like, you know, they redesigned the game completely, open world. The amount of things you can do in the games, it's a lot. Like they definitely, like they even said it, they took like inspiration from like Skyrim, from Red Dead, and all of that stuff. Game is great overall. Good story. I like the cutscenes. I like Link doesn't talk, fine, but the other characters did talk, so it did like fleshing out the story. The one thing I gotta say that I missed from Breath of the Wild, it was like the more complex dungeons. That's like the only lacking part of it, because there was only 4 main ones and a bunch of mini ones. Well, 5 counting with Champion's Ballad from the DLC. But it's definitely a different Zelda. And, you know, it's risky, man, to like change your formula, especially for Nintendo, which sticks to their formula all the time. And kind of worked out. I enjoyed it. I can't wait for the second one.
I played probably 10, 15 hours of the game. I mean, I didn't beat it. I mean, it was a good game and all, but I mean, I'm not the biggest Zelda fan, so I mean, it was a lot of fun though. I just didn't have the time, and there's too many games to be played.
So really quickly, guys, Argonaut, Dan the Pizza Man, I don't know what drinks you guys have, but we'll do a quick shot for the podcast here.
I knew we were doing shots. I would have got a shot.
Oh, do you have an alcohol beverage near you?
I do have alcohol.
Yeah, then get a shot, and we'll do a shot for...
Give me, like, 2.5 seconds.
We'll do a shot for 3 years.
All right. I'm going to get my whiskey. I'll be right back.
All right, chat, if you guys have a shot of whatever the fuck you want to drink, grab it and go ahead and do it.
All right.
Nothing like a good Jack Daniels, right?
Yep. Got using my Thanos glass.
There you go.
Marvel box. But I'm ready. For 3 years.
And I have a shot.
All right. Here we go, guys. Before we finish up the Nintendo conversation, cheers to 3 years of Inner Mom's Basement podcast and beyond.
Three, baby. Let's go.
All right. Yeah.
All right.
Ready?
Cheers.
Hold on. Wait. I got to go. I'm looking at the stream. Let me look in the Discord.
No tears.
All right. Here we go. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Goddamn, I'm drunk.
You all right? Yeah.
I know.
Is that a Twins Peak cup? What cup you got, Alex?
Oh, it's a Watch Dogs Legion one.
Oh, all right. We talked about Breath of the Wild. How about the other game that came out that year? Mario Odyssey.
Such
fantastic.
A good game. I borrowed it from you, and I beat it in a day.
Dude, I pretty much bombed right through that game too, man. That game was so good.
No, it was great. Like, and it was like the first, you know, ever since Galaxy. I really liked Galaxy. I'm not sure if you guys did, but it was like that first 3D World of Mario that like really, you know, stuck out there.
I love the callbacks too in Odyssey, where it called back to the original and everything like that. Like it was a really good game. I loved every minute of it.
I mean, I did. I think it was probably one of the best well-made Mario games in a while. I mean, I haven't really played Galaxy, but Odyssey was probably one of my favorite Mario games.
Yeah, but now you could play now you could play Galaxy, because today they announced the Super 3D collection Mario 64, Sunshine, and Galaxy. So, I mean, that's definitely something to buy 100%, but it was a I mean, I agree with Dan. Mario 64 I loved, but I kind of fell off. I mean, Sunshine was okay. Galaxy was actually good, but man, Odyssey hit different. Yeah.
Yo, Cereal gets me every single time. Like, I can't look at the chat and like not laugh.
Yeah, because they're trying to get revenge on me. That's what they're doing. Because I fuck with them all day in Discord, and they're trying to get revenge on me right now by fucking doing all this shit. It's all right, though. I love it.
Best Mario game.
Yeah. Cereal's just saying this because he told me in Discord his favorite Friday the 13th movie is Jason Goes to Hell. He told me he was like, dude, I love the directing of Jason Goes to Hell. He told me his favorite scene was like that little lizard like creeping around, crawling all over the fuck. Actually, he told me, and even everyone in the Discord too, they were like, dude, I love the scene with like it looked like the piece of shit was coming out of the guy's mouth and everything. They told me that they love every minute of that movie.
I mean, he was joking though, right?
No, he was serious. They everyone in his Discord
That
they loved it.
Bro, yeah. We're about to have a movie night and watch all the Friday 13ths.
Well, we have been. Dan, you and I are on part 5.
Yeah. Oh man, that's hilarious.
And Pat Batty, that's really interesting that you said that, because you told me that your favorite Nightmare on Elm Street is the one where is Freddy's dead, actually. Batty Page is like, I love Freddy's dead. The story made a ton of sense. I love that Freddy had a daughter and everything, so that was good. This went to the wayside.
Oh, my God.
Yes, it did.
Yeah. Well, we're almost done, though. We're almost done. Mario Odyssey. You know, obviously the game that was really huge and popular during the quarantine was Animal Crossing.
Yeah,
I mean,
of course it was, because it came out at the perfect time.
Everybody loves Tom Nook.
Yeah, I mean, but that game just felt, I mean, it felt more than a game during quarantine. Like, it felt like a sense of peace for people during that time period, because everyone's quarantined, they can't really do anything. And
actually pay their bills in-game.
Yeah, yeah, along comes a game where you pay your bills and you create an island and try to get neighbors that you enjoy being around and shit like that. So, and you deal with Tom Nook. So, you know, that was a good game. I still love it today. I actually fired it up today, cleaned up my town a little bit. It was really good.
Yeah, no, I'm not gonna disagree. Animal Crossing was a pretty big game during the quarantine, and I still play sometimes on finish painting off my house.
I feel ready for you. But did you get Animal Crossing Argonaut? You skipped it.
No, I got it, but I haven't played it.
Your island's just not up to par?
No, it's definitely not.
The Mardigo's island is shit, too.
Yeah. Super Mario Maker 2 came out. That was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed that game and raged as well during that game.
Plenty of times saw you raging.
Yeah, because the levels, some of the levels are bullshit. Some of the levels are unbeatable. They're made to not be fucking beaten. It was ridiculous. And I'm playing these fucking levels for everyone's enjoyment to watch me flip out and curse.
Well, no, I think in order to publish them, you have to beat them at least once. So someone beat it some long way.
I guess. I mean, I don't know.
It's really hard not to find it. Like it at the chat.
After that too, surprisingly, Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3, which was a Switch exclusive, which I didn't think was gonna be. I mean, that came out of nowhere. That was a lot of fun as well.
I love that game, man. That game was so good.
Yeah. Really fun. The cast was fantastic too. I really liked the cast in Ultimate Alliance. Argonaut, what did you think of the cast in Ultimate Alliance?
I thought it was good. I mean, I play a little bit. I didn't play a lot of it, but like I thought, it's like they keep adding characters. I have a couple friends that still play it. Like they play like almost every single night because there's so much equipment and like so many unlocks for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was a good
single time.
It was good. I had a lot of fun. Luigi's Mansion's another one.
Yeah, Luigi's Mansion was great. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, but you know, so anything else? Any of you guys got least favorite? My only least favorite I put is Super Mario Party. I was just
Put Super Smash Bros. On one of the.
I didn't really play it. I mean, I played it for a little bit, but I'm just not really good at it.
Man, Super Smash Bros. Should be on top of that good game list because that was a good game.
Yeah, I mean, you guys
still
going? It's
still going. That's the thing.
And I liked Mario Kart 8. Wasn't too bad. You know, I still play Mario Party sometimes. I mean, it's not the greatest Mario Party, but it's Mario Party.
Yeah.
Nothing's gonna beat the original N64 for me. Like, it's the best one.
But where do we think is Switch is going and beyond? Obviously, the Direct today just released a massive amount of Mario games. So
next year is Zelda's 35th anniversary. So
we're expecting a new console next year. A new version of the Switch next year, hopefully. Rumored. Saw that, and then we got Pokemon Snap.
Yeah, Pokemon Snap.
Which is what I'm waiting for. And
game again.
Man, there's a lot of games on there. I just can't remember it right now.
Yeah, I mean, there's Metroid. Don't forget that.
Metroid's still on the horizon.
But here's the thing, right? Sorry, Pat. I just want to say this, a fun fact about this. There were rumors that the Metroid trilogy was going to come out on the Switch, and it was ready to go. But the reason they stopped is because there was that massive delay with Metroid 4.
Yeah, Pat will be playing Dance Dance Revolution.
No, I'm actually going to buy you, I'm going to buy you Just Dance because I know that's your favorite.
Hey, man, I'll dance it up. Bitch, fucker.
Oh, that read the comment.
Yeah, I just did. Actually, it disappeared, but yeah, I saw it.
Well, it says, fuck Zelda is an old bitch now. Gonna have to trade her in for a younger Samus.
Oh, man, you guys are fucking wild, man.
Oh, my God.
I can't wait for the listeners to listen to this podcast. It's going to be one hell of an episode.
Yeah, but anyway, that's our Switch. I mean, you know what? I just want to talk to chat at this point because they're just... The chat's, like, firing all cylinders, so...
Well, Switch is still going, you get me? Like, PlayStation 4 and Xbox One are the one that is...
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Switch is still going, so we're really excited for that. Anyway, we'll close it out here, but I'm going to stay on and fuck with chat. This is episode 59, right? Episode 59, it's our Nintendo.
That's correct.
Yep. And, you know, we're really excited. And, of course, you can listen to this podcast at innermomsbasement.com. And, of course, on all other platforms you can listen to your podcast.
You got to send me the stuff, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely.
A few more and, things real quick. Just want to reestablish the giveaway we're having for all the guys and ladies that's been supporting us over the years.
Yeah.
innermomsbasement.com/giveaway. And our next episode we have a special guest, which we'll announce on our social media. So stay tuned.
Check out on Monday. We have a guest coming on. So I'll make that announcement. Also, I just want to make it, and that's it. I'm Rage Quit Pat. That's Argonaut. That's Dan the Pizza Man. And now, it's time to shit on chat really quick. I just want to make a formal announcement to chat. Guys, Batty, Erratic, and Serial, we were all talking in a group.
You got to send it to me now since you didn't want to
hold up. Dan, send it to Barbosa.
Yeah, I will.
But, we were all talking in chat, and they told me that they love the Blair Witch Project, Book of Shadows. They said that was probably the greatest Blair Witch Project movie they've ever seen. And hands down, it probably, they said that's probably the greatest horror movie sequel of all time. And Serial and Batty and Erratic were like, yeah, I can't wait to watch it for movie nights, because we have like a movie night in his Discord. So they're like, oh, we can't wait to watch it. And they might rewatch it over and over.
That's the movie I put on now to fall asleep.
Huh?
That's my bedtime story. That's what I use to go to sleep.
Yeah. No, I mean, they were literally just telling me that Exorcist 2, Blair Witch Project, Book of Shadows, Carrie,
I like Carrie.
The sequel, the second one that came out like 1999. Yeah, The Rage, something Rage. Yeah. They said they also love all the Paranormal Activity sequels as well.
Okay, all right, relax, all right? I like Paranormal Activity, most of them. Some of them were kind of trash, but not terrible. And yes, the next one is coming out next year, I think they said.
Well, let me tell you a fun fact about that. You believe that, like, when I got out of the fucking movie theaters, a Red Bull passed right in front of me after the first one, and I was like, what the fuck?
Good.
I was like, great, I'm gonna die next. Because remember, when we were kids, right? Like, I think we were, what, teenagers at that time when the first one came out?
Yeah.
I know, we were old.
No,
I was like 19 when that came out.
You're still a teenager. But anyways, dude, I swear to you, I got out and there's just little Red Bull passing by, and I was like, this is not right.
Pat fucking loved that new Saw movie that came out recently.
Jigsaw was horrendous.
We went to the movies together, and we got out of the theater. He's like, bro, that was the best one I ever seen. I was like, all right, man.
Yo, Dan, did you send it to me?
No, I didn't. But I will once I hit the stop button on the screen.
Is it that bad?
No,
it's not that bad. It really isn't. It'll make you laugh. You'll be like, oh my god, and you'll laugh. But, I mean, I actually heard that Batty really enjoyed Psycho 4, the beginning. Did you guys ever hear about that? I heard that the whole chat actually loves that movie.
I don't even remember that.
Yeah, I don't know. The Rage, Carrie 2. But,
Carrie 2 wasn't that good, man.
The Rage, Carrie 2, no, it was horrible. But we're gonna raid someone from the Monster Squad. There's one person left from the Monster Squad that we're gonna raid. And then we're gonna head to bed. You got my message
it's already gone. 10 seconds. Guys, I love you. Thanks for stopping by.
Bye guys. Thank you guys so much. And take care. I'll fuck with you guys tomorrow. Rom-com. I love rom-coms.
Rom-coms all day, baby. See you later, guys. Have a good night. Thank you.
Later.
Let's talk about the games for Switch that came out. A lot of good games. And again, we're not going to count remasters or ports. So like Donkey Kong, Mario Kart, those won't count because they were ports. Argonaut mentioned it before, but Argonaut, yeah, talk about Zelda, because Zelda was one of your top games.
Thanks,
Dan, I think Dan playing Zelda, I believe, too.
Breath of the Wild really like took the franchise to the next level. Like, you know, they redesigned the game completely, open world. The amount of things you can do in the games, it's a lot. Like, they definitely, like, they even said it. They took, like, you know, inspiration from, like, you know, Skyrim, from Red Dead and all of that stuff. The game is great overall. Good story. I like the cutscenes. I like, Link doesn't talk. Fine. but the other characters did talk, so it did like fleshing out the story. The one thing I gotta say that I missed from Breath of the Wild, it was like the more complex dungeons. That's like the only lacking part of it, because there was only four main ones and a bunch of mini ones. Well, five counting with Champion's Ballad from the DLC. But it's definitely a different Zelda. And, you know, it's risky, man, to like change your formula, and especially for Nintendo, which sticks to their formula all the time. And kind of worked out. I enjoyed it. I can't wait for the second one.
I played probably like 10-15 hours of the game. I mean, I didn't beat it. I mean, it was a good game and all, but I mean, I'm not the biggest Zelda fan, so I mean, it was a lot of fun though. I just didn't have the time, and there's too many games to be played.
We talked about Breath of the Wild. How about the other game that came out that year? Mario Odyssey.
Such fantastic. A good game. I borrowed it from you, and I beat it in a day.
Dude, I pretty much bombed right through that game too, man. That game was so good.
No, it was great. Like, and it was like the first, you know, I really liked Galaxy. I'm not sure if you guys did, but it was like that first 3D world of Mario that like really, you know, stuck out there.
I love the callbacks too in Odyssey, where it called back to the original and everything like that. Like, it was a really good game. I loved every minute of it.
Yeah. I mean, I did. I think I was playing one of the best well-made Mario games in a while. I mean, I haven't really played Galaxy, so I can't speak for Galaxy, but Odyssey was probably one of my favorite Mario games.
Yeah, but now you could play now you could play Galaxy, because today they announced the Super 3D collection with Mario 64, Sunshine, and Galaxy. So, I mean, that's definitely something to buy 100%, but it was a, I mean, I agree with Dan. Mario 64, I loved, but I kind of fell off. I mean, Sunshine was okay. Galaxy was actually good, but man, Odyssey hit different. Mario Odyssey, you know, obviously the game that was really huge and popular during the quarantine was Animal Crossing.
Yeah,
I mean,
of course it was. It came out at the perfect time.
Everybody loves Tom Nook.
Yeah, I mean, but that game just felt, I mean, it felt more than a game during quarantine. Like, it felt like a sense of peace for people during that time period, because everyone's quarantined. They can't really do anything. And
actually pay their bills in game.
Yeah, yeah. Along comes a game where you pay your bills and you create an island and try to get neighbors that you enjoy being around and shit like that. So, and you deal with Tom Nook. So, you know, that was a good game. I still love it today. I actually fired it up today, cleaned up my town a little bit. It was really good.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to disagree. Animal Crossing was a pretty big game during the quarantine, and I still play some downtime. Got to finish painting off my house.
Mm. Yeah. For you.
Bart, did you get Animal Crossing Argonaut? You skipped it.
No, I got it, but I haven't played it.
Your island's just not up to par?
No, it's definitely not.
Don't worry, well, Diego's island is shit, too.
Yeah. Super Mario Maker 2 came out. That was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed that game and raged as well during that game.
Plenty of times saw you raging.
Yeah, because some of the levels are bullshit. Some of the levels are unbeatable. They're made to not be fucking beaten, and it was ridiculous. And I'm playing these fucking levels for everyone's enjoyment to watch me flip out and curse.
Well, no, I think in order to publish them, you have to beat them at least once. So someone beat it some long way somewhere.
I guess. I mean, I don't know. After that, too, surprisingly, Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3, which was a Switch exclusive, which I didn't think was gonna be, I mean, that came out of nowhere. That was a lot of fun as well.
Oh, I love that game, man. That game was so good.
Yeah, really fun. The cast was fantastic too. I really liked the cast in Ultimate Alliance. Argonaut, what did you think of the cast in Ultimate Alliance?
I thought it was good. I mean, I play a little bit. I didn't play a lot of it, but like, I thought it's like they keep adding characters. I have a couple friends that still play it. Like, they play like almost every single night, because there's so much equipment and like so many unlocks for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was a good
single time.
It was good. I had a lot of fun. Luigi's Mansion's another one.
Yeah, Luigi's Mansion was great. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, but you know, so anything else? You guys got least favorite? My only least favorite I put is Super Mario Party. I was just a little disappointed.
You didn't put Super Smash Bros. On one of the.
I didn't really play it. I mean, I played it for a little bit, but I'm just not really good at it.
Man, Super Smash Bros. Should be on top of that good game list because that was a good game.
Yeah, I mean, you guys
still
can
going.
Go ahead.
Still going. That's the thing.
And I like Mario Kart 8. Wasn't too bad. You know, I still play Mario Party sometimes. I mean, it's not the greatest Mario Party, but it's Mario Party.
Yeah.
Nothing's going to beat the original N64 for me. Like, it's the best ones.
But where do we think is Switch is going and beyond? Obviously, the Direct today just released a massive amount of Mario games.
Next year is Zelda's 35th anniversary. So
we're expecting a new console next year. A new version of the Switch next year, hopefully, rumored. Saw that. And then we got, Pokemon Snap?
Yeah, Pokemon Snap.
Which is what I'm waiting for. And
Pokemon game again.
Man, there's a lot of games on there. I just can't remember it right now.
Yeah, I mean, there's Metroid. Don't forget that.
Metroid's still on the horizon.
But here's the thing, right? Sorry, Pat. I just want to say this, a fun fact about this. There were rumors that the Metroid trilogy was going to come out on the Switch, and it was ready to go. But the reason they stopped is because there was that massive delay with Metroid 4.
Yeah, Pat will be playing Dance Dance Revolution.
I'm actually going to buy you, I'm going to buy you, Just Dance, because I know that's your favorite.
Hey, man, I'll dance it up.
Well, Switch is still going, you get me? Like, PlayStation 4 and Xbox One are the one that is...
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Switch is still going, so we're really excited for that. Anyway, we'll close it out here. This is episode 59, right? Episode 59, it's our Nintendo.
That's correct.
Yep. And, you know, we're really excited. And, of course, you can listen to this podcast at innermomsbasement.com. And, of course, on all other platforms, you can listen to your podcast.
You know, reestablish the giveaway we're having for all the guys and ladies that's been supporting us over the years.
Yeah.
innermomsbasement.com/giveaway. And our next episode, we have a special guest, which we'll announce on our social media. So
check out on Monday. We have a guest coming on. So we'll make that announcement. Also, I just want to make it, and that's it. I'm Rage Quit Pat. That's Argonaut. That's Dan the Pizza Man.
You've just listened to the In Our Mom's Basement, a video game podcast with your hosts, Dan Geoffwe and Rage Quit Pat. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or Google Play. See you in the next episode.